The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Deborah Tavares, and we're going to be talking about, well, something that's very close to my heart. Basically, if you analyze what's going on in the world today, so much of it really doesn't make sense. And the reason it doesn't make sense is because there is a small group that's running things behind the scenes, makes mockery out of our electoral process. We go to the polls every 4 years. We vote for the candidates of their choice. They rig the elections. And if the people aren't going to vote the way they want to, it doesn't matter. They simply rig all sorts of votes, like in the last election where there were precincts where there'd be 1,000 people registered and 1,600 votes for Barack Obama, and other precincts in Philadelphia and Pennsylvania where certainly 99% of the votes would be cast for Barack Obama because the establishment wanted Barack Obama as the next president. And then, of course, nothing was ever done. This was never investigated. Thousands of incidents of known voter violations. Well, what's really going on? Why aren't we concerned? Well, only on rare occasions does anybody on the other side really reveal what's going on. And one of the privileges I have doing what I do is to talk to people who are certainly on the inside or who've had contact with people on the inside who've actually spilled the beans. And one of them was Dr. Dunnigan, Dr. Lawrence Dunnigan, who back in 1969 did attend a lecture where, of course, one of the gentlemen who was on the inside revealed exactly what was planned. And, of course, some years later, as the events unfolded, why he wrote a treatise, he gave a series of interviews to a Randy Engel. I heard those interviews. I contacted him because I wanted to know if it was really true. And Lawrence Dunnigan assured me it was. You can actually hear my interview with him in our 4-CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians. And we have the CD set. I think it's very important. We actually have a transcript of the some of these interviews with Randy Engel. But to talk about this morning is our good friend Deborah Tavares, because it's vitally important that you understand what Dr. Dunnigan heard back in 1969. Deborah, thank you very much for being with us, and we'll talk about what I call the New Order of the Barbarians. You go right ahead.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Stan. That's exactly right. In fact, there's information on our website, stopthecrime.net, under source documents about this as well. But I just want to let everyone know, in general, what the contents of this are about, and then we'll go into some detail about some of the disclosures. But he spoke about, Dr. Dunnigan heard Dr. Richard Day talk about a transformation that was going to occur. And the reason that Dr. Day was giving this 80-plus group of doctors this information is he felt apparently a bit guilty, and he also wanted to express to those doctors things that they could expect so they would not be caught off guard in the future. And this is why everyone must read this document now, so that you're not caught off guard. Because, of course, so many of what was discussed back in 1969, so many of those topics now have already occurred. But just in going over some of the contents quickly, and then we'll get into the detail. But they talked about how there was a powerful force and a group of people organizing and redirecting change. They said that everything was in its place and nobody could stop them now. And this is one of the reasons that Dr. Richard Day felt he could have this conversation with this group of doctors back in 1969, because everything was in its place and he felt that no one could stop it, and therefore it was all right for him to tell this to these doctors. He said people will have to get used to change. There would be real and stated goals. There would be population control, permission to have babies, redirecting the purpose of sex. Contraception would be universally available to all. Sex education as a tool of world government. Tax-funded abortion as population control. Encouraging homosexuality. There would be massive changes in technology. Families to diminish in importance. Euthanasia and the demise pill.
And let me just point out, they were going to encourage homosexuality not because they agreed with it, but because it's a very effective tool of population control. And this is why here in California, where I live, now they passed legislation where it's illegal to counsel a boy younger than 18 that homosexuality is bad. In other words, if you have a son or a relative who is homosexual, and you want to get them into counseling to try to get them to have a more normal sexual orientation, that now is illegal in California. Why? It has nothing to do with homosexuality. It has to do with population control. What a wonderful means of controlling the population, because homosexuals don't reproduce. And as incredible as it seems, the homosexuals are victims in this whole thing. Tragically, they are being sacrificed on the altar of population control, and that's why the incidence of homosexuality is increasing. It's being encouraged not by homosexuals. The homosexual movement is being utilized by these people dedicated to population control, which is one of the major driving forces behind everything going on today. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, that's exactly right, Dr. Stan, and this is why this New World Order exposed 1969 by Dr. Dunnigan is so important for everyone to read. It connects to all of the other source documents that we have on our website, stopthecrime.net. They all interlace, and it gives a broader picture with more detail of what we have seen occur and what is unfolding right now, and that would include the cross-reference of the Iron Mountain report, as well as the silent weapons for quiet wars. And I think, Dr. Stan, if everybody were to read the New World Order Exposed 1969, and obviously the fact that you spoke with Dr. Dunnigan, and the other source documents on StopTheCrime.net, I think people could quickly get a vast overview of the enormity of what we are all facing right now, and it is at our doorsteps. It includes...
Hold the thought, Deborah. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment here at the American in Netflix.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Deborah Tavares. Now, you can actually go to her website at stopthecrime.net. And basically, is that the right? Is it stopthecrime.net?
That's exactly right, Dr. Stan. And people can go there. They can look at these source documents on the source document tab. I would recommend that everybody do that as soon as possible and understand where we're headed, because the transformation that is in front of us is enormous. We're going into a transhumanism agenda, and people can also look at the NASA war document. And at the end of the program, Dr. Stan, I would also like to give some alerts as to some new documents that we've discovered. But at this moment, I wanted to continue with the New World Order Exposed 1969 with
All right, and you'll find this is listed on her website. We actually offer it, but get it from Deborah if you can pull it down on the Internet. If not, you can purchase it from us. But why purchase it from me when you can pull it down for nothing from Deborah? Get this information. It's vitally important. Go ahead now.
Yes, the New World Order Exposed, what Dr. Dunnigan heard at that meeting with Dr. Richard Day in 1969 is phenomenal. And they talked about how people will have to get used to the idea of change, so used to the idea of change and the reality of change, that people would be expecting nothing but change and that nothing would be permanent. Also discussed many times throughout that meeting that day that Dr. Dunnigan heard is that people are too trusting and that people do not ask the right questions, and therefore we are stupid, we're dumb, because we don't ask the right questions. I thought as I was reading this document something very interesting, and it was actually under the topic permission to have babies and all about population control, but also what was inferred that day about not only limiting reproduction, but was also the fact that population control also included controlling all human endeavors. Now, keep in mind that in the 1930s, the plan was to deploy a grid system like the global smart grid, and that would end up being one of the key factors to bring in the New World Order, a totalitarian government that would be complete oppression on every aspect of our lives, in every aspect of our lives, and about everything about us. They also talked about, in this document, that how sex education would be used as a tool of government, and that there would be tax-funded abortions as a population control technique. They also...
Now, this was 1969. Roe versus Wade was 4 years later in 73, but it was all planned ahead of time. Abortion, why abortion? Why it's population control? I mean, they want to kill off the unborn children. They've killed off several billion, since we went into worldwide abortion. We're funding, International Planned Parenthood, which is supervising the programs in China, where they've killed 400 million unborn children, in India, where they've done the same, 400 million. But you're not hearing about these things. Understanding it's all population control has nothing to do with the rights of women. It has to do with killing unborn children. Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly right. And they also talk about the levels of controlling medicine. And again, back in 1969, they said that there would be profound changes in the practice of medicine and that medicine would be much more tightly controlled. And that Congress, they said then during this meeting, that Congress would not go along with the national health insurance, but that there would be other ways to control health care around Congress. And, of course, I think most of us know at this point, in fact, you can read this information on StopTheCrime.net on the homepage, The Great American Adventure. And it talks about how we were subverted as a nation. Our sovereignty was subverted back even in 1933 during the bankruptcy of the United States, and essentially all of our freedoms were taken then. But also then in October 21st of 1945, when the United States joined the United Nations as a charter member, part of that requirement was to relinquish our sovereignty, and they did. And in that process, we also relinquished the court system. So we are in a court system now that furthers the corporate agencies of the corporations, because we have mega corporations and banks posing as a legitimate government in the United States, and they are not. So this is all discussed in these source documents. Very important to clearly understand our current reality so that you can live within that understanding and make decisions that you would otherwise not make by not knowing these facts. And I think the sooner that we can empower one another to our reality, the likelihood is that we will have a safer environment around our communities as this monster of change, which we're all experiencing and know exists, as this continues to fall around us, people will not have the greater levels of insanity that are discussed in these source documents. They say when they collapse the currency in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, the result will be complete loss of confidence and trust within the American people. And they look at that as increased chaos in our communities, a form of control, and increasing the fear. All of this is about massive increase in fear. That is how they manipulate global society, along with massive misinformation and media propaganda, and keeping us divided. So as we share this information to create safer communities, I think that we've got to get out there. We are in a war. It's a daily battle, minute by minute. The war was proclaimed in the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document, which was hatched in the late 1940s with Rockefeller, with Harvard University, the international bankers. And I can say that the U.S. Air Force was also involved in that. Again, go to the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document and understand they will tell you. Whenever a force of powerful people with the knowledge and and methodologies to control global economic conditions uses that power without the consent of the people, it is a declaration of war upon the people. And they are using a silent weapons system. And what you're hearing Dr. Stan and I discuss this morning with the New World Order Exposed 1969 document is the implementation of a silent weapons system by subverting sex, by subverting science, by recreating our reality. In fact, they also talk in this document, which I found fascinating and extremely important for everyone to understand, that they actually talk about the use of the Delphi technique. And this is under not only the weather control section of the New World Order Exposed, but also know how people respond in making them do what you want them to do. And what they talk about, and what I mean about the Delphi technique, is the Rand Corporation instituted the gaming theory under the idea that everyone had self-interest and they were a consumer nation. And therefore, we find on every single level, at every single meeting, predetermined outcomes. And this goes in great depth and is a completely additional topic, but I urge everybody to understand that we're confronted daily in every meeting that we attend with meetings that have structured predetermined outcomes. And people leave presenting documentation and scientific evidence on the topic that they're most concerned about, that people nod and look and smile, but they leave never taking any of that into account. We see that with the smart meter deployment globally. We see all the scientific evidence. We see the military documents that tell us this level of frequency is used as weapons, that it will cause seizures and heart attacks and will affect 100% of the global population. And yet we can present all this information to those powers that be, and there is no consideration for this. In fact, right now, the FCC is looking at increasing its acceptable standards of frequencies, and this is, of course, to enable increased frequencies. That is part of a new document that we found on the White House website, and people need to go to stopthecrime.net. On the landing page, you will see a flashing government document leaked. Please go and take a look at this document. It's talking about the frequency fence that's planned to be installed and deployed around the United States. It has many levels of assault upon us. But getting back to the New World Order exposed document, they say in this that in order to determine the response that you want, you need only control the kind of data and information that is represented or the kinds of circumstances that you want. And rational people will do what you want them to do. They may not fully understand what they're doing or why, but they'll do it. And they go on to say that we don't understand government. And they say that very few people really know how government works. Something to the effect that he heard, Dr. Dunnigan heard Dr. Day say in 1969 was something to the effect that elected officials are influenced in ways they don't even realize, and they carry out plans that they have been that have been made for them, and they think that they are the authors of the plans, but actually they are manipulated in ways they don't understand. And that's very significant because this is the global basis of all meetings, and in the deep research that our research team did about the global smart grid. And at this moment, Dr. Stan, I'd like to let everyone know, I did a conference at the Oath Keepers, and that's on the landing page of stopthecrime.net about smart meters, where I connect all the military documents, all of the research with the thought leaders for the global smart grid, and I weave in the entire UN agenda with the global smart grid, and I reference that as a very important resource, bit of information for people to know. But in this document, the New World Order Exposed 1969, they said, Dr. Dunnigan said he was really struck with when he was told that we can soon or we will be able to control the weather. And he said, Dr. Day said, I'm not merely referring to dropping ice crystals into the clouds to precipitate rain. That's already being done. But Dr. Day said real control of the weather. The weather was seen as a weapon of war, a weapon of influencing public policy. It could be made to rain or withhold rain in order to influence certain areas and bring them under control. There were two sides to this that Dr. Dunnigan said were very striking when he heard Dr. Day say this. He said, on one hand, we can make a drought during the growing season so that nothing will grow, and on the other hand, you can make for very heavy rains during harvest season so the fields are too muddy to bring in the harvest, and indeed, one might be able to do both. He goes on to say there was no statement how this would be done. It was stated that either it was already possible or very, very close to being possible. And we know that the weather now is fully manipulated on every level, that the storms are created, lightning strikes are created to cause the fires, and that we know the heavy metals that have been dumped, the strontium, barium, and aluminum-coated fibers that they claim are solar remediation, in other words, reflecting the sun's rays from the earth, are increasing the level of fires. Fires are burning and erupting because of the explosiveness of the heavy metals. We see much of the consequence of what has occurred right now in Yosemite, for example, that's completely engulfed in flames, and one of the worst fires in the history of California.
And I should simply point out that ordinarily after fires burn for a couple of days, why? Simply because of the various material in the air, filaments in the air, why you get rain. Well, we're not getting rain in Yosemite. We're getting massive rain in Southern California. And for one reason or another, we're not getting the rain in the Yosemite area that ordinarily follows the fire. We'll be back in a moment here with Everett.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Deborah Tavares. And Deborah, one more time, get your webpage out there where people can go and get the text of this treatise. And based upon the interviews were done with Dr. Dunnigan, who'd heard in 1969, Dr. Richard Day, who was a member of this elite group who works within the shadows, Dr. Day actually told a group of physicians, first of all, telling them, turn off your recorders, don't take any notes, but I'm going to tell you what the future holds. And instead of talking about medicine as they anticipated, he told them this incredible story, which Dr. Dunnigan did. This actually recorded the time and kept. And then eventually, of course, as the story began to unfold, he told this in the early 1990s. And we did have a chance to talk to him before his untimely death. Go right ahead. How can people get to your material, Deborah?
Yes, everyone can go to stopthecrime.net and go to the source document page, and you can download the source documents, which would not only include the document we're speaking about right now, the New World Order Exposed 1969, but also the Iron Mountain, both in the documentary format, which I recommend everybody watch as soon as possible, but also the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Those three documents are source documents, and they will tell you in their words exactly what is planned for us. And I believe this is one of the quickest ways, Dr. Stan, for people to understand what the plans are. And getting back into the New World Order Exposed document with Dr. Dunnigan's report to us on this, many things in this, of course, are staggering, and we can see that it's already happened. For example, he was told back in 1969 that more women would work outside the home and more men would be transferred to other cities for their jobs. And as more people would travel, it would be harder for the families to stay together. And this would tend to make marriage relationships less stable and tend also to create an unwillingness for families to have babies because of the instability of the marriage. And they said that the extended families would become smaller and more remote. And travel would be easier during that period of time, and less expensive, only for a while, so that people who did have to travel could feel like they could get back home to their families. But that soon the cost for travel would be changed, and we're starting to see increase in travel, and that is, of course, all part of the United Nations Agenda 21 with eliminating travel, ultimately corralling us under the Wildlands Project in the human settlement zones, which they call smart cities, smart growth. And they talk about, too, in this document, how older people wouldn't be able to read the pale ink as easily because they were going to print documents using ink that was not as dark. And older people would then have to rely on the younger people to read documents. Not only would the ink be lighter, but the font size would be smaller. This was all an intention to make older people feel less viable, to feel that their lives had less meaning. That would also include traffic lanes being changed and altered, using higher speed traffic lanes, and also installing bike lanes that would lessen the width of lanes, and older people would be more confused, there would be more chaos, and they simply would not feel as confident driving. Well, we see all of that happening right now. They also, in the New World Order Exposed document, talked about the fact that, and I found this to be rather shocking, Dr. Stan, the use of hospitals. They talked about how the hospitals would actually be used as psych wards in the future. They would be prisons for psychological disorders. And hospitals would become more difficult to even get into. You'd have to have identification to walk around. And how that would be a slow process to implement. They would use lockdowns on hospitals because they would allow hospital equipment to be stolen so that ultimately they could say, well, we've got to tighten up security in the hospitals. And so the whole future of hospitals is to change as well. And we see much of that happening. We see incarceration now of people that are considered to be terrorists, that they're mentally unstable, and people are now being put into prison hospitals and kept under psychotropic drugs because that is now the new definition of care for people that are not agreeing with the system. They also talked about how insurance would be required, and you'd have to pay it directly, and that the cost would become enormous, and that the whole billing system around insurance was fraudulent. Again, the access to hospitals would be tightly controlled and identification would be required. That also under suppressing cancer cures as a means of population control, Dr. Dunnigan was told by Dr. Day during that conference that we can cure cancer, almost every cancer, right now. Information is on file in the Rockefeller Institute. If it's ever decided that we should, it should be released. But consider, if people stop dying of cancer, how rapidly we would become overpopulated.
And I think that is such a vitally important point. Now, this is 1969, and there were treatments available for cancer then. And Richard Day, and this is one of the most shocking things as I read it, said the treatments are available, they're going to be kept locked away in the basement of the Rockefeller Foundation, because people are going to have to die of something, they might as well die of cancer. And if you've had a loved one who died of cancer, understand they have the treatments, they suppress them, it's about population control. And this is one of the most shocking things in this document. And when I actually heard Dr. Richard Day tell me this with his own lips as he discussed what he'd heard back in 1969. Ladies and gentlemen, we're up against organized evil. When you begin to understand that, you can begin to understand why we're about to plunge into a war in Syria or another war in the Middle East. But go right ahead.
Well, that's exactly right. And Dr. Dunnigan said, I know to you, Dr. Stan, that he heard the effects of the cancer treatment would be geared more towards comfort and towards, and not towards the cure. That there would be, that there was a statement that ultimately said that cancer cures were being hidden in the Rockefeller Institute and might come to light because of independent researchers that might bring them forward. But, in spite of the fact that they're trying to suppress it. But he said that at least for the time being, letting people die of cancer was a good thing to do because it would slow down the problem of overpopulation. Goes on to also discussing how inducing heart attacks as a form of assassination. We know now that this is increasingly being done throughout the world. We can go to the NASA war document that's on our website, stopthecrime.net. You can see how they're going to start using and have been using beamed weaponry as a weaponized war strategy.
War is changing. All the thoughts ever. We'll be back in a moment here. The American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom.
good Sabbath.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's
970-339-3900. Well, Dr. Stan, here our guest this morning is Deborah Ferris. She's really going through something that we put out some years ago. Actually, it was put out by Randy Engel. We picked this up and we put together the four CD set of the New Order of the Barbarians. That's the title I gave it, because basically these people who work behind the scenes, who have a genocidal program, who are suppressing treatments for cancer, fomenting abortion, encouraging abortion, actively encouraging homosexuality, wars, all of these things are fomented in at least part for population control. Deborah, you go right ahead with this.
Yes, Dr. Stan, this New World Order exposed 1969 by an insider is for full spectrum dominance globally of all people. This is an enslavement, and this is a genocide program, as all of those source documents reveal. We are now being fully assaulted with a silent weapons attack. We are at war. You must wake up as fast as possible and tell your neighbors again. This is critical because the safety within our communities is going to depend upon what kind of information we can put forward so that people understand what is happening, and it's escalating. Now, when we look at this New World Order exposed document, we also see how they can and have been inducing heart attacks as a form of assassination. And they say that they can stimulate a heart attack, and it would be used as a form of assassination. Only a very skilled pathologist would know exactly what to look for in an autopsy, and only a skilled autopsy pathologist would be able to distinguish this as the real thing. And Dr. Dunnigan at that time remembered thinking that this was extremely shocking to hear, in particular from a man that was a doctor during that time. Another very interesting thing, and horrific also, nothing is not horrific in this document, but he talked about how people would talk about nutrition and exercise as being in the same framework, and people would have to eat right and exercise right to live as long as before. But most people won't, and this is what Dr. Day told the group of doctors. And they said that people are essentially too dumb and too lazy to exercise as they should, and calculating their fats, and all of that will go up and predispose them to disease. And he said something about that diet information would be widely available, but most people, particularly stupid people, who had no right to continue living anyway, would ignore the advice and do just as they would like and eat just as they would choose all of the convenient foods that tasted good. So, in other words, people are given choices. They're being given toxic, poisonous foods. We're dying in record numbers with increased diseases. Frequencies now are playing a large part in increased death. People are not understanding the reality of all of the artificial frequencies in our environment. In fact, at this moment, I need to make a comment about the new education program in schools, the Common Core curriculum, which is bringing in Wi-Fi to all the schools, and it's very critical to understand what Wi-Fi is going to do. And many scientists have concluded this. Of course, the military documents tell us that the frequencies are used as weapons, again, all part of the silent weapons system in a depopulation program as well. But it's important to understand that Wi-Fi will damage our children's mitochondria, DNA, and our children's children, and their children. As long as there's a female line, you will have a genetic damage. So by putting Wi-Fi in the school classrooms, what you're actually doing is sentencing 57% of all our children to some form of birth defect forever. Again, part of the silent weapons assault upon global humanity is all the increased Wi-Fi, all the cell phone towers, all the antennas, all of our iPhones, everything that is wireless. And in fact, at this moment, Dr. Stan, everyone needs to disconnect and unplug, because we have a horrific program that's going to amp up in September, and that's on our website on stopthecrime.net. Again, go to the flashing icon at the top of the homepage. You'll see a document we found on the White House website called Realizing the Full Potential of Government-Held Spectrum to Spur Economic Growth. It's only a 13-page document. It is dated July 20th of 2012, and it reveals a horrific scheme that is unfolding in at the same time that the NSA Massive Data Collection Center in Bluffdale, Utah, is going online. This program is going online as well. And part of what this program includes is psychotronic weapons for mass mind control. So for many of you that are not familiar with what this is all about, I would recommend that you watch the movie Eagle Eye by Spielberg. This is about quantum computers. This is discussed also in the silent weapons document. They talk about massive computers, massive data collection. This is for mind theft, global mind theft. This is ultimately the invasion of the human brain with artificial intelligence, and controlling your specific thoughts, your emotions, directing your physical actions. And many people, hundreds of thousands of people globally, have already been experimented on with remote targeting of frequencies. And I can say that this is a horrific crime. And you will see in this document on the map, this is the end of free will as we have known it. And the same players that, many of the same players that are behind this global takedown of society, which are also behind the smart grid, the smart meter global grid imposition, are Google, Microsoft, Stanford and Harvard universities, many of the major universities, UC Berkeley, the Telecommunications Association, the FCC, NSA, all of these forms of corporate agencies are involved in this. And as you will see in the NASA war document on stopthecrime.net as well, you will see that the U.S. Air Force, DARPA, the CIA, the FBI, Southern Command, etc., are all involved. In fact, Dr. Stan, just recently we found that in 2002, and this is regarding surveillance, which is also covered by Dr. Dunnigan in his meeting.
Deborah, we're out of time, but I hope you got our people to want to get this information. God bless. Talk to you real soon. Thanks so much. Great program.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoyed the program with Deborah this morning. It's something we should probably talk about much more frequently, but it's one of the few times when somebody on the inside really spilled the beans. And, of course, fortunately, Dr. Dunnigan took notes in 1969, transcribed them later, and, of course, gave several interviews to Randy Engel. That's how I met him and was able to talk to him before his untimely death. Under any circumstances, you can get certainly the 4-CD set from us. It's a little more expensive because I have to pay Randy a royalty for her CDs, for her interviews. And then, of course, we do have the document. It's called The New Order of the Barbarians. It's simply the transcript of the conversation. But basically, you can get this for nothing by going to Deborah's website. You can get it from us and get the 4-CD set by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you know somebody who's died of cancer, understand they have the treatments for this. And basically, we have all sorts of DVDs and CD sets on this. We have a 4-tape set on Why Do We Still Have Cancer? We have a DVD on cancer treatments. They're being actively suppressed. Why? Why people have to die of something? They might as well die of cancer. Who could be that callous? Well, dealing no rational individual. We're not dealing with rational individuals. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand the mentality of the people who control our nation today, control both political parties, rig our elections, and make mockery of the so-called democratic process. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs. You can listen to many of our radio programs 24 hours a day. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day. And then, of course, you can certainly read our newsletters from the past, going back many, many years. I suggest those. Dealing with the Secret Cabal, I think they were written in 2010 or 2009, 2010. But get them, read them, copy them, distribute them. Your job is to reach as many people as you can in the time that we have left. And ladies and gentlemen, certainly it looks like we're moving towards a war in the Near East. I just got an email this morning from a friend of mine who's been living over in Turkey, just came back many years, for over a quarter of a century with the CIA. And his remark to me was, we should not be doing this. I fear a much larger war. And I fear that as well. I fear there's going to be retaliation on America if we attack Syria on a contrived situation, because basically there is no way that Assad would have used chemical weapons on his own people, knowing it would certainly provoke a response from us. I think this is planned, just like the phony stories about that got us into the war in Kuwait. You remember the wicked Iraqi soldiers going into the nurseries in Kuwait and taking the little babies out and throwing them on the floor and bayoneting them. You remember the phony story about weapons of mass destruction that Saddam Hussein had, and he was going to use them on America. That's why we had to attack Iraq and kill 100,000 or 1 million people. Who knows how many people we killed over there? But their blood is on your hands, ladies and gentlemen. Not because of what you've done, but men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. pray for America. Pray for revival. It's positive. Until tomorrow at the same time, Lord, please.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility,